This is Radharas Sudaniti. So this is a very nice verse here. We're going to describe, this will take a few days, and I realize that there's certain topics, time, kalidation, patra. So when we're at Radhakund, maybe the people have the adhikar to be there and to hear Harikatha there, everything is special, so then special topics are given there. So we want to read from Radharas Sudaniti, but we want to be very selective what we study here, because there's certain, like in college physics class, you can't teach, 10-year-old kids because they can't follow. So with that, now for the next few days, we're going to discuss the glories of Radharani's feet, her charna china mahima, because all these classes that we're giving at this time period in studying of Radharas Sudaniti are the Radha Guna Mahima. So the Radha Charna China, the marks on the bottom of Radharani's feet, and some pastimes related to that, we'll try to discuss from this verse. I think it's 114 in Radharas Sudaniti. But before, we don't have enough copies, but we'll pass out some. Anyone who plans to be here, most people will be here for the next couple of days or whatever. There's a book in Hindi. This is the book. It's called Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dhyan Amritya. This is the nectar of meditating, all right? The nectar of meditating on Radha Govinda, because it talks not only about meditating on their feet, but their forms, Rup Dhyan. So this is a very nice little book. So you can open those and pass around. We've been discussing in Radharas Sudaniti, we're discussing verse 30 about, of course, to remind you, in verse 30, we're discussing how beautiful Radharani looks. Pitarana chavimananta tadir latabam pradana raga madaviva lacharu murtim premasparam braja mahipati tan mahishyor govindavan manasitam niradami radam. This verse we were describing for a few days, the beauty of Radharani, how beautiful she looks when she's cooking for Krishna his breakfast in the kitchen in Mother Yashoda's house in Nandagram. So there's a, the whole Leela, nice Leela described here, summarized from Govinda Leelamrita, of how Radharani is proceeding. In the morning she leaves her house in Barsana when she stays with her mother, or Yavit, when she's staying with her mother-in-law. As then, as now, often wives will go home and visit their parents. I don't know in the city so much, but in the villages, often the wives return to their native village and stay some, especially when they're pregnant, they often go for 8 or 9 months and live with their mother, especially around the time of delivery. At least I've seen in the village in Radhakund. So Radharani stays, she has a schedule, she stays 3 months with her mother-in-law, then she takes a 3-month vacation. That's a nice idea. And she stays 3 months with her mother, then she goes back 3 months with her mother-in-law, like this. So she rotates, spends the year with 2 times visiting, 6 months with her mother and 6 months with her mother-in-law. So this is actually the formula for anyone to maintain sanity. So when Radharani, she's walking in the morning at about 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, she walks about 20 minutes from her house through the footpaths, through Terakonamba and on to Nandagram. She looks very beautiful walking with her girlfriends. She's wearing a very colorful silk sari on her beautiful body and kajal on her eyes. Sundari saki sange koriche payan, sanga patambare jampakat sabtanu kajre, Kajare Ujora Nayana. Pearls cannot compare to the splendor of beautiful white teeth. And whenever she laughs, jewels fall from her mouth. Her laughing is like the raining of jewels. In other words, it's a beautiful poetic analogy that Radharani's laughter is more valuable and more attractive and more colorful than even gems and jewels. Gems and jewels are colorful, and they're valuable, isn't it? and attractive. So Radharani's laughing. It's a very interesting analogy. It's beautiful and colorful. Colorful laughing and valuable laughing. It's the supreme wealth of Krishna to hear Radharani's laughing. It entertains his ears and fills his heart with the greatest happiness. So whenever Radharani laughs, Krishna collects the jewels and stores them in the treasure box of his heart. Radhe Shyam. And her palms of her hands and her foot soles resemble the beautiful natural reddish color of red lotus petals, and her ankle bells are jingling. When Radharani is entering the town gate at Nandishwar Hill, Shamsundar is actually, in one sense, waiting for her, but he's actually, because the Goshala on top of the hill is his palace, and the Goshala, Nanda Baba's Goshala, is of course at Teragadamba and other nearby, is at the bottom of the hill, because you can't bring 9 lakhs of cows to the top of the hill. So 9 lakhs of cows are in the valley at the bottom of the hill. So there's gates as you go to dig gate, or you go to Kamyavan and you see these gates. So you have India Gate, and in the old cities they all walls around them and entrance gates. It's the same thing, Nandagram. So the Krishna, he would pass through the entrance gate to go to the Goshala and milk the cows and come back. So in one sense, he was there doing some duty. So he finished milking the cows and wrestling and playing with his friends, and he was on his way back to the palace. But the boy said, listen, Krishna said, listen, why don't you go back, go to your homes, and we'll meet after breakfast. So everyone said, bye, Krishna. He said, bye. So Krishna's walking, and he saw all his friends were gone, so he sat down by the town gate. And I wonder why. Because he knew that very soon, passing through the town gate, would be someone that he likes very much, who is coming to cook his breakfast in his house in his mother's kitchen. So here he is. But he's pretending that he's just sitting there, and maybe Mother Mungo's with him, or Subal, and, oh, look at that. Look at that Tota. Oh, he's hanging upside down in the tree. Oh, look at that. Oh. Yeah. Oh, look at those monkeys over there. Yeah, look at those monkeys. Oh, Subal, look at those monkeys. Yeah. He's looking towards Yavit. No. Kotaigo prema mahi. Radhe, radhe. Kotaigo prema mahi. Radhe, radhe. Ashtashakki shiromani. Radhe, radhe. Ashtashakki shiromani. Kotaiko prema mahi. Radhe, radhe. Kano mano mohini radhe 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 radhe. Nandini radhe radhe. Vrishabhanu nandini radhe radhe. Radhe 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 radhe. Kotaiko prema mahi radhe radhe. Kotaiko prema mahi radhe radhe. Kotai go prema mahi radhe radhe. Kano mano mohini radhe radhe. Kano mano mohini radhe radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Kotai go prema mai radhe radhe, prema mai radhe, prema mai radhe, karuna mai radhe, karuna mai radhe, karuna mai radhe, karuna mai. Karuna mahi radhe, karuna mahi radhe, karuna mahi radhe. Kripa karo radhe, kripa karo radhe, kripa karo. Kripa karo radhe, kripa karo radhe. Radhe 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 radhe. Radhe 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 radhe.
Krishna, Radha Kahan, Radha Kahan, you are prema mayi. You are filled with the most intense mood of dedication and love for me. Where are you? Where are you? He's waiting eagerly. His neck is extended. Where are you? I can't bear another minute without seeing you, hearing your ankle bells, speaking to you. Where? When are you coming? When? Hurry, hurry. So he's waiting anxiously. His heart is beating, boom, 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 sitting by the town gate. He's staring at the footpath with unblinking eyes. As Radharani approaches the town gate, streams of sweetness are gushing from her limbs. Pitarona chabim. It's Ananta Tadulavam. Which is a mixture, this sweetness is a mixture of red and yellow, which shines more brightly than innumerable lightning strikes. Srimati Radha's body is overwhelmed by symptoms of ecstasy when she sees Shyamala Sundar standing in Tribangalalitam, sees him standing by the town gate, waiting for her. She turns to her sakis and says, "Hey, Saki, I can't walk anymore. My legs aren't working. There are big pebbles on the road." The sakis then giggle and reply, "Saki, are you sure? Are those pebbles on the road or in your heart?" It's the pebbles in your heart which are causing you difficulty in moving forward, because your heart is trembling with anticipation just by seeing the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. And the trembling of your heart and that loving anticipation of meeting your dearly beloved Priyatam is causing your feet to tremble and your legs to stiffen, becoming stunned in the ecstasy of Premulas. Radha Krishna Milan Ki Jai. How beautiful is Radhika's form when ecstatic emotions like bashfulness, humility, and ecstasy and desire combine to manifest within her beautiful form. She simultaneously is feeling modesty and shyness. Oh, I shouldn't go forward. I should go take another path and avoid this gallant hero. But at the same time, the eagerness, the love of her heart is pushing her. No, go forward, go faster. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
And then the ecstasy is all, she's, some of the emotions in her heart are pulling her forward, and some of the emotions in her heart are pulling her backwards. So she's being pulled in opposite directions due to the tension, the dynamic tension of pure love. Shyam, meanwhile, is absorbed in staring at the sweetness of Radharani. Now both of them are directly seeing the object of their meditations. Before, they were only seeing, Radha was seeing Krishna in their heart and mind, and Krishna was seeing Radha in his heart and mind while he was pining his time and separation. And now Krishna is having Sakshat Darshan of his Lord, of his Swamini. And Radha is having Sakshat Darshan of Krishna by the town gate. Like sometimes lovers say, I'll meet you by the town gate. I'll meet you in the park. I'll meet you in Deer Park. All right. What time? 7 o'clock. All right. Oh, Mom, my girlfriends and I, we're going for a short walk in Deer Park. Okay, come back soon. Ocha? Radha then enters the house of Nanda Maharaj. And as soon as Mother Yashoda sees Radharani, her heart blooms up with joy. She rushes out to greet Srimati and firmly embraces her with great motherly love. Tears of love stream from her eyes and she kisses Radhika as if she's her own daughter. In response, Radhika simply offers obeisances at the feet of Yashoda and then at the feet of Balaram's mother Rohini. Mother Yashoda bends down and lifts up Radhika once more, and she smells her head and fondles and kisses her again and again. Therefore, in this verse, it says that Yashoda loves Radharani as much as she loves Govinda. Srimati Radha, her heart melts because of Mother Yashoda's intense love. And with a faltering voice, Radhika says to Yashoda, Ma, I am yours. Yashoda caresses her, Srimati's head, and blesses her. You know, this kind of thing, you know, goes like this, you know. Caressing the head, you know, like a, you hold your... She holds, tenderly hold, Yashoda tenderly holds Radharani's head in her arm and she blesses her. May you live 100 years and may you always give joy to my eyes and mind by coming to my house. Radhika's girlfriends and maidservants, they offer respects to Mother Yashoda's feet, and they are treated with the same affection as Radhika. Then Radha and her entourage of sakis are decorated with flowers from the wish-fulfilling vine of Mother Yashoda's motherly love. After Srimati, which is Radha, cooks for Krishna, then Nanda Maharaj showers her with as much parental affection as he has for Krishna. Thus, Prabhunanda Saraswati concludes his prayer by saying, may this Radhika, this beautiful form of Radhika, always be manifest in my heart whenever I meditate upon the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.